Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. In this program, we play music for you from the world of Osho, and we play a discourse by Osho, in which today he's talking about mindfulness.
Thank you.
The discourse today is from the series The Discipline of Transcendence, Volume 1, Number 5. Osho is talking about the many voices that are going on inside of your head. The voice of the child, the voice of the parent, the voice of the adult. If you choose one, there's going to be conflict with the others. So what to do? Osho is referring to Buddha, who says, "Be total, don't choose, stay in the middle, and be mindful."
Thank you. Man is a crowd of many voices, relevant, irrelevant, consistent, inconsistent. Each voice pulling in its own way, all the voices pulling man apart. Ordinarily, man is a mess. Virtually, a kind of madness. You somehow manage to look sane. Deep down, layers and layers of insanity are boiling within you. They can erupt any moment. Your control can be lost any moment. Because your control is enforced from without. It is not a discipline that has come from your center of being. For social reasons, economic reasons, political reasons, you have enforced a certain character upon yourself. But many vital forces exist against that character within you. They are continuously sabotaging your character. Hence, every day you go on committing many mistakes, many errors. Even sometimes you feel that you never wanted to do it. In spite of yourself, you go on committing many mistakes because you are not one. You are many. Buddha does not call these mistakes sins, because to call them sin will be condemning you. He simply calls them misdemeanors, mistakes, errors. To err is human. Not to err is divine. And the way from the human to the divine goes through mindfulness. These many voices within you can stop torturing you, pulling you, pushing you. These many voices can disappear if you become mindful. In a mindful state, mistakes are not committed. Not that you control them, but in a mindful state, in an alert, aware state, voices, many voices cease. You simply become one. And whatsoever you do comes from the very core of your being. It is never wrong. In modern humanistic potential movement, there is a parallel to understand it. That's what transactional analysts call the triangle of PAC. P means parent, A means adult, C means child. These are your three layers. As if you are a three-storied building. First floor is that of the child. Second floor is that of the parent. Third floor is that of the adult. All three exist together. This is your inner triangle and conflict. Your child says one thing. Your parent says something else. Your adult rational mind says something else. The child says, enjoy. For the child, this moment is the only moment. He has no other considerations. The child is spontaneous, but unaware of the consequences, unaware of past, unaware of future. He lives in the moment. He has no values, and he has no mindfulness, no awareness. The child consists of felt concepts. He lives through feeling. His whole being is irrational. Of course, he comes into many conflicts with others. He comes in many contradictions within himself, because one feeling helps him to do one thing, then suddenly he starts feeling another feeling. A child never can complete anything. By the time he can complete it, his feeling has changed. He starts many things but never comes to any conclusion. A child remains inconclusive. He enjoys, but his enjoyment is not creative, cannot be creative. He delights, but life cannot be lived only through delight. You cannot remain a child forever. You will have to learn many things because you are not alone here. If you were alone, there was no question. You could have remained a child forever. But the society is there. Millions of people are here. You have to follow many rules. You have to follow many values. Otherwise, there will be so much conflict that life would become impossible. The child has to be disciplined. And that's where the parent comes in. The parental voice in you is the voice of the society, culture, civilization, the voice that makes you capable to live in a world where you are not alone, where there are many individuals with conflicting ambitions, where there is much struggle for survival, where there is much conflict. You have to pave your path, and you have to move very cautiously. The parental voice is that of caution. It makes you civilized. The child is wild. The parental voice helps you to become civilized. The word civil is good. It means one who has become capable of living in a city, who has become capable of being a member of a group, of a society. The child is very dictatorial. The child thinks he is the center of the world. The parent has to teach you that you are not the center of the world. Everybody thinks that way. He has to make you more and more alert that there are many people in the world. You are not alone. You have to consider them if you want yourself to be considered by them. Otherwise, you will be crushed. It is a sheer question of survival, of policy, of politics. The parental voice gives you commandments, what to do, what not to do. The feeling simply goes blind. The parent makes you cautious. It is needed. And then there is the third voice within you, the third layer. When you have become adults and you are no more controlled by your parents, your own reason has come of age. You can think on your own. The child consists of felt concepts, the parent consists of taught concepts, and the adult consists of thought concepts. And these three layers are continuously in fight. The child says one thing, the parent says just the opposite, and the reason may say something totally different. You see, beautiful food, the child says eat as much as you want. The parental voice says many things have to be considered. Whether you are really feeling hungry or just the smell of the food, the taste of the food is the only appeal. Is this food really nutritious? Is it going to nourish your body? Or it can become harmful to you? Wait, listen. Don't rush. And then there is the rational mind, the adult mind, which may say something else totally different. There is no necessity that your adult mind may agree with your parents. Your parents were not omniscient. They were not all-knowing. They were as fallible human beings as you are. And many times you find loopholes in their thinking. Many times you find them very dogmatic, superstitious, believing in foolish things, irrational ideologies. Your adult says no. Your parent says do it. Your adult says it is not worth doing. And your child goes on pulling you somewhere else. This is the triangle within you. If you listen to the child, your parent feels angry. So one part feels good. You can go on eating as much ice cream as you want, but your parent inside feels angry. A part of you starts condemning, and then you start feeling guilty. The same guilt arises as it used to arise when you were really a child. You are no more a child, but the child has not disappeared. It is there. It is just your ground floor, your very base, your foundation. If you follow the child, if you follow the feeling, the parent is angry, and then you start feeling guilt. If you follow the parent, then your child feels that he is being forced into things which he does not want to do. Then your child feels being unnecessarily interfered, being unnecessarily trespassed. Freedom is lost when you listen to the parent. And your child starts feeling rebellious. If you listen to the parent, your adult mind says, what nonsense. These people never knew anything. You know more. You are more in tune with the modern world. You are more contemporary. These ideologies are just dead ideologies, out of date. Why you are bothering? If you listen to your reason, then also you feel as if you are betraying your parents. again guilt arises. What to do? And it is almost impossible to find something on which all these three layers agree. This is human anxiety. No, never all these three layers agree on any point. There is no agreement ever. Now, there are teachers who believe in the child. They emphasize the child more. For example, Lao Tzu. He says, the agreement is not going to come. You drop this parental voice, these commandments, these old testaments, drop all suits and become a child again. That's what Jesus says. Lao Tzu and Jesus, their emphasis is become a child again. Because only with child you will be able to gain your spontaneity. You will again become part of the natural flow, Tao. Their message is beautiful, but seems to be almost impractical. Sometimes, yes, it has happened, a person has become a child again. But it is so exceptional that it is not possible to think that ever the humanity is going to become a child again. It is beautiful like a star, far distant, but out of reach. Then there are other teachers, Mahavira, Moses, Muhammad, they say, listen to the parental voice. Listen to the moral, what the society says, what you have been taught, Manu, listen and follow it. If you want to be at ease in the world, if you want to be peaceful in the world, listen to the parents. Never go against the parental voice. That's how the world has followed more or less. But then one never feels spontaneous. One never feels natural. One always feels confined, caged. And when you don't feel free, you may feel peaceful, but that peacefulness is worthless. Unless peace comes with freedom, you cannot accept it. Unless peace comes with bliss, you cannot accept it. It brings convenience, comfort, but your soul suffers. Yes, there have been few people again who have achieved through the parental voice, who have really attained to the truth, but that too is very rare. And that world is gone. Maybe in the past, Moses and Manu and Muhammad were useful. They gave commandments to the world. Do this, don't do that. They made things simple, very simple. They have not left anything for you to decide. They don't trust that you will be able to decide. They simply give you a ready-made formula. These are the 10 commandments to be followed. You simply do these and all that you hope, all that you desire will happen as a consequence. You just be obedient. All the old religions emphasize too much on obedience. Disobedience is the only sin. That's what Christianity says. Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden of God because they disobeyed. God has said not to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge, and they disobeyed. That was their only sin. But every child is committing that sin. The father says, don't smoke. and he tries it. The father says, don't go to the movie, and he goes. The story of Adam and Eve is the story of every child. And then condemnation, expulsion. Obedience is religion for Manu, Muhammad, Moses. But that world has gone. And through it, many have not attained. Many became peaceful, good citizens, good members, respectable members of the society. But nothing much. Then there is the third emphasis on being adult. Confucius, Patanjali, our modern agnostics, Bertrand Russell, all humanists of the world, they all emphasize, believe only in your own reason. That seems very arduous. So much so that one's whole life becomes just a conflict. Because you have been brought up by your parents. You have been conditioned by your parents. If you listen only to your reason, you have to deny many things in your being. In fact, your whole mind has to be denied. It is not easy to erase it. And you were born as children without any reason. That too is there. Basically, you are a feeling being. Reason comes very late. It comes when, in fact, all that has to happen has happened. Psychologists say a child learns almost 75% of his whole knowledge by the time he is 7 years old. 75% of his whole knowledge he has learned by the time he is 7 years old. 50% by the time he is 4 years old. And this whole learning happens when you were a child. And reason comes very late. It is a very late arrival. It is very difficult to live with the reason. People have tried a Bertrand Russell here and there. But nobody has achieved truth through it. Because reason alone is not enough. All these angles have been chosen and tried. And nothing has worked. Buddha's standpoint is totally different. That's his original contribution to human consciousness. He says not to choose any. He says move in the center of the angle. Don't choose reason. Don't choose parent. Don't choose the child. Just to move in the very center of the angle and remain silent and become mindful. His approach is tremendously meaningful. And then you will be able to have a clear perspective of your being. And out of that perspective and clarity, let the response come. We can say in another way, if you function as a child, that is a childish reaction. Many times you function as a child. Somebody says something and you get hurt. And a tantrum, and anger, and temper, you lose everything. Later on you feel very bad about it. That you lost your image. Everybody thinks you so sober. And you were so childish. and nothing much was at stake. Or you follow your parental voice, but later on you think that still you are dominated by your parents. You have not yet become an adult, mature enough to take reins of your life into your own hands. Or sometimes you follow reason, but then you think that reason is not enough. Feeling also is needed. And without feeling, a rational being becomes just a head. He loses contact with the body. He loses contact with life. He becomes disconnected. He functions only as a thinking mechanism. But thinking cannot make you alive. In thinking there is no juice of life. It is a very dry thing. Then you hanker. You hanker for something which can again allow your energies to stream, which can again allow you to be green and alive and young. This goes on. And you go on chasing your own tail. Buddha says these are all reactions. And any reaction is bound to be partial. Only response is total. And whatsoever is partial is a mistake. That's his definition of error. Whatsoever is partial is a mistake. Because your other parts will remain unfulfilled and they will take their revenge. Be total. Response is total. Reaction is partial. When you listen to one voice and follow it, you are getting into trouble. You will never be satisfied with it. Only one part will be satisfied. The other two parts will be very much dissatisfied. So 2/3 of your being will be dissatisfied, 1/3 of your being will be satisfied, and you will always remain in a turmoil. Whatsoever you do, reaction can never satisfy you because reaction is partial. Response is total. Then you don't function from any triangle. You don't choose. You simply remain in a choiceless awareness. You remain centered. And out of that centering, you act. Whatsoever it is. It is neither child, nor parent, nor adult. You have gone beyond PAC. It is you now. Neither the child, nor the parent, nor the adult. It is you, your being. That PSC is like a cyclone. And your center is the center of the cyclone. So whenever there is a need to respond, the first thing Buddha says is become mindful. Become aware. Remember your center. Become grounded in your center. Be there for a few moments before you do anything. There is no need to think about it because thinking is partial. There is no need to feel about it because feeling is partial. There is no need to find clues from your parents, Bible, Quran, Gita. These are all P. There is no need. You simply remain tranquil, silent, simply alert, watching the situation, as if you are absolutely out of it, aloof, a watcher on the hills. This is the first requirement, to be centered whenever you want to act. Then out of this centering, let the act arise. And whatsoever you do will be virtuous. Whatsoever you do will be right.
We are getting to the end of today's program. You are listening to music from the world of Osho, music made by Miten, Anantwicha, Maduro, and we're going to finish with a Sufi song that is inviting you to get up and dance and sing along. Goodbye, everybody. We hope you enjoy the program and stay tuned to Osho Radio. Namaste.